This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Federal, state, and local governments rely on tax revenues to pay for things like road construction, the main emphasis there being on roads and bridges for cars and trucks. But now some cities are also investing more heavily in trails, partly for health and recreation and general community pleasantness, but also because they can draw tourists and have other economic benefits. In many places, trail construction and maintenance would not be possible without very passionate volunteers. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker has more.
Hello, Duluth. How are we doing today?
Last month, Olympic cross-country skiing gold medalist Keegan Randall paid a visit to Duluth, Minnesota.
You guys ready to do some sprint racing?
Randall led a pack of young skiers up and down hills and zipping around tight corners on a new trail at the base of a downhill ski area. She was there to generate excitement and money for the Duluth Cross Country Ski Club, which is raising money to finish the trail.
It's like seeing the thing we thought was not possible actually in real life.
Annalisa Peterson is a past president of the club. Northern Minnesota has seen inconsistent snowfall lately. So nearly a decade ago, the club approached the city about building a trail with artificial snow. But the electrical and plumbing infrastructure is expensive. So the city challenged the club to raise $250,000 to help pay for it.
And we thought that was ridiculous. We thought there's no way we could do that. And in part, it was a philosophical shift. It was like the club had never done anything like that.
But it worked. Last year, the trail's first phase opened. The cost to finish the project, though, has grown. So Peterson says the club has upped its game.
I think we had to get over our Minnesota nice a little bit. None of us are comfortable asking the people that we know for money. And repeatedly, that's me again, care to donate?
They've now raised nearly $1 million, about a quarter of the trail's cost. A similar story has played out around Duluth, where clubs have raised money to build biking and horseback riding trails, even an ice climbing park. Around the country, more volunteer organizations are helping to boost recreation infrastructure.
It certainly gets the attention of local leaders when the small nonprofits come to the table with some skin in the game.
That's International Mountain Biking Association Director Dave Weens. He says local fundraising has helped build extensive trail systems from Alabama to Nevada. Ween says increasingly cities are approaching mountain bikers about building trails to promote tourism or as a way to help local employers attract and retain talent.
In other words, it's not just the mountain bikers anymore that are looking for the trails or the trail users. It's, you know, municipal leaders who may not ride a mountain bike at all, but who are connecting the dots between what trails can bring a community.
Count former Duluth Mayor Don Ness as one of those politicians who chooses not to whip down a twisty trail on a mountain bike. But after the 2008 recession, when a local club approached him with a vision to build a single-track trail across the city, he loved the idea, with one caveat.
It has to be driven by the people who are most passionate about it, allow them to take ownership of it.
So he told them, you're going to have to raise money. It costs about $45,000 to build 1 mile of trail.
You're going to need to find the volunteers to maintain these and demonstrate that you have a community of support that is large enough and vital enough and active enough to support this long term.
Since then, the group has raised more than $1 million to build nearly 90 miles of bike trails. That success laid the groundwork for the cross-country ski trail and several other projects. The city is contributing $18 million from a sales tax on hotels and restaurants. And of course, the outdoor recreation amenities not only draw tourists, they're nice for residents, too. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.